Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations AM 860 and 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there going coast to coast, border to border. It also includes our bulk mail haulers out there, all in the mail, from the bulk mail centers to the post office, so you get your mail today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to see to it that we get to where we need to get, thanks to them. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram as Captain's America. That's Captain, throw an S on the end of it, America, it's all lowercase, and that's how you find us. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
We have hanging on the telephone line our favorite Colorado caller. It's Erin in Colorado, and she listens to us on KNUS up there. And good morning to you.
Good morning, Cap. Morning, Denise. Just want to talk about, this special election in Alaska.
Right.
And a young lady wrote a little thing about her, Mary Patola, first Alaska Native to win, a Democrat.
Yep.
She's a Yupik. I hope she's from the tribe Yupik. I hope I said that right. But anyway, she's only temporarily holding the seat until the election in November.
Correct.
So Sarah Palin and other Republicans can still have a shot at that seat. And also, I just want to know what Denise's opinion about the late Republican Rep. Don Young. Read a little bit of his bio, and he was in Congress for 49 years, the longest serving Republican in Congress.
Right.
And I read that, and my head exploded. I'm thinking, what the hell is he's in there for 49 years? The country's in treason debt. I'm thinking, what did he do for 49 freaking years? I mean, 12 years is enough. 12 years is enough in the Senate. 12 years is enough now. And after that, I mean, go away.
I get you.
I don't know. Denise, I just want to hear your opinion about this, you know, career politician. Was he a conservative? Was he a rhino? Was he just a nut?
Right.
Anyway, Cap, Denise, have a good morning. Have a good night.
Thank you very much. Okay, well, you first.
Yeah, you know, I hear this thing, term limits, and it comes down to the voters. It just tells you that the voters are not informed, and they just kind of, you know, check the ballots and just kind of keep going. You know, term limits come down to those that are voting and what people stand for, and what they, if they want to change, then change it on the ballot. And if you don't think that elections in other states are important, I know, we have, if you don't live in Alaska or whatever state and they're having elections, it's still important to us.
Right.
And it's part of our duty to watch virtually every single one of them. And, you know, we really, in this situation, don't have anybody to blame but ourselves, and I would argue that we ought to necessarily be challenging these voters. Like, what are you doing? For instance, we have Charlie Crist down here in Florida, Aaron, and Charlie Crist is running for governor against Ron DeSantis.
Yep.
I think Charlie Crist actually resigned from Congress
yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, has anybody looked at Charlie Crist? He was a Republican, then he was an independent, and now he's a radical Democrat.
Yep.
And he's chosen this person, a union chief.
Yep.
Who's this woman, Hernandez? She's a communist.
Cubans can't stand her down there.
Yeah, and I mean, so you know, ladies and gentlemen, I know you're not in Florida, or if you are in Florida, come on, put some pressure on this and say, Charlie Crist, well, what are you doing? And laugh at him. He can't. He needs to be exposed.
Yep.
We have to have our hands on virtually everything that happens. I mean, you know, Matt, you're busy with this stuff all day long.
Yep.
I'm busy with this stuff all day long.
Yep.
And, I know that people work and they've got other things to do all day long, fine. But, I've often said, pick a topic and study it for a week. Mm-hmm. That's 52 things a year that you can be involved in.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. Folks, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Denise Simon and yours truly.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty, we'll be right back with Denise and the callers on the line. This portion of the program brought to you by Geico. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. That's Geico Insurance at Geico.com. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or the website, Geico.com, can help you find coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They'll even offer you coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV if you have one. And they can help you save money on your homeowners and your renters or your condo insurance policy by bundling it together with your automobile policy. It'll make everything cheaper. So check them out. Geico, G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com for more information. Okay, first of all, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Yeah, good morning. I want to give a hat tip to Erin because she does exactly what I was kind of professing. She's watching things in other elections in other states. So, yep. You know, she's doing exactly what's supposed to be doing and being very involved. And
yep.
Here's an electronic handshake. Well done.
Now, we have Anthony on the telephone line, and he wants to expound on what you were saying. So, Anthony, go right ahead.
Yeah, again, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. You know, some of us going in high school awoke to what was going on after the Vietnam War and the disparaging views that people were throwing at our soldiers coming back home. And it was only until Reagan got into office, and then we had Rush Limbaugh, the late Rush Limbaugh, opening up the path for conservatives to get active, to waking up, you know, to get awake to what the reality was occurring as far as the media lashing out and media bias against conservative views and Christian views. You know, there's no excuse now. We have many outlets, your show included. You have multiple guests who espouse conservative views. There's no longer a reason for people to sit back and and get confused. If they can't do their homework on their own, they have people who are on the air sharing their views, exposing the left, what the left is trying to do to this country. There's no, and as far as Charlie Crist is concerned, that guy is totally blasphemous. He's a joke. Mm-hmm. For his commercial, for him to come out thanking God, it can't be the Christian God. It can't be the biblical God. It can't be the true God. For him to thank God for Joe Biden, are you kidding me? Advocates that the murder of innocent children, propagates this abnormal lifestyles that have slowly just come out of the woodworks.
And our 13 soldiers in Kabul, by the way.
And we can't forget that. And then you've got Hillary Clinton saying, what does it matter? You know, what does it matter? We lost lives in Benghazi, and yet these people seem to have no conscience. So, you know, everybody's got to wake up and step up to the plate and go and vote.
Yeah.
You know, get active, because we can't. This country's in peril.
Yep.
If we have the Democrats taking back this country for another 4 years, and even if it's not this delusional, out of the sphere mindset that Biden has, somebody else is going to step up to the plate. It can even be even worse. So, God, let's get active. Let's get awake. So, God bless and thank you.
Thank you very much, Anthony. And we appreciate
you.
It. Mm-hmm. You want to add to that? Because we have another caller.
No, go ahead.
All right. All right. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Captain Denise. This Redwood, they got a new bill that they're going to bring out before the House. And the gist of this is that anyone who goes to a DMV, applies for food stamps, Medicaid, or other social services, or attends a public college will automatically be enrolled to vote. Non-citizens are obligated to identify themselves and opt out, but there are no criminal penalties. And I believe this is coming up shortly, and this is a very dangerous bill and would absolutely subvert the voting system and is also unconstitutional. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right. Well, some states have already got that in place. California is one of them. So what was he talking about?
It's a place where, you know, the federal government is still trying to nationalize or federalize elections.
Yep.
And you know what's remarkable here? And I've said it a couple of times. Almost every congressional office has a lawyer that's working in it. And if they don't, there are a pile of lawyers that work in both sides, in the House and in the Senate.
Right.
And so when bills are drafted or introduced, before they advance, they should actually go over to these lawyers or pass constitutional muster first before they ever go anywhere to see if they're even legal to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that, you know, the federal government under these Democrats is trying to federalize the election process and voting process is outrageous, because it really is. It's at the state level. And so I don't know where the conservatives / Republicans are. They're missing on a lot of topics, but that's one of them. Now, I don't believe some of these Democrats even understand how government's supposed to work, much less the Constitution. But most of the Democrats are just throwing the Constitution out the window anyway. So
now we've got.
Won't go.
Okay, we got another caller. I'm going to go to the line here, Mel in Saratoga Springs. What's up?
Yes. Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Captain. In regards to getting personally and politically involved, it's called precinctstrategy.com. And Denise, thank you for The Woking Dead. Thank you. Have a good morning. Great day.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, he's right about that. We've talked about that one time before, and that's getting involved at the party level. But there's so many groups out there that you can get involved in. I mean, you don't have to look very hard, and they meet at different places. Get involved in one of those, and away you go. Conservative groups or Trump groups or Republican groups or whatever, but there's certainly a bunch of them around, right?
Well, locally, that's absolutely right. And even if you don't want to do that, there are those you know, sites that, you know, put out some very good things, and it behooves you to subscribe to them. But Mel, you're welcome. Happy to do it.
Yep.
You know, I was coming off a tennis court yesterday, and a gal that I hadn't seen in probably, I don't know, 7 or 8 years walked up to me and gave me a big hug, and her first question to me is, can our country be saved? Mm-hmm. She's like, what in the H is going on? Can this country be saved? And I said, we have to force multiply. So, you know, this takes a lot of work, ladies and gentlemen. And whatever you think you may know, you probably only know 1/100 of 1% of what's going on. You know, Mary calls in from time to time, and I know that she gets caught down into these rabbit holes, but she's doing the right thing. You know, sometimes you kind of create this conspiracy theory in your head because of indications, and then you go start researching them and trying to see if you're right, or you back yourself out. But when you're doing all that research, all of a sudden you find something else out that's worse than what you were thinking.
Yeah.
You know, if it's education, ladies and gentlemen, go after it. If it's the border, go after it. If it's unions and the corruption there, go after it.
Yep.
But, I mean, there's never a topic that doesn't deserve more attention.
Yep.
You know, we keep funding government, and government doesn't get any better. You know, we have a Department of Education. I don't know what the budget is. I haven't looked at it in a while, but you know what?
Too much.
Well, yeah, but education's collapsing. I mean, we can see it across the country. Education, the public school system, and at the university level is absolutely collapsing. So why are we funding it?
Now, you said something about a migrant bus going from Texas to Chicago, but I've got something here too. I don't know if you know this or not, but there's been multiple flights landing in Greensboro, North Carolina, at the Triad Piedmont International Airport in the wee hours of the morning. I got 9 flights with tail numbers that have landed since last Tuesday, with multiple people in the distance getting off, climbing onto buses, and nobody knows where they're going.
Well. You know, the federal government spreading the damage.
Yep, and these are all Mexican tail numbers on these planes. How about that one? All right, I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
Thanks.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, and I'll be right back with the military and veterans news segment.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. They've actually been under water boil advisory for months, but Jackson, Mississippi residents are dealing with no water out of the faucets since flooding damaged the main water treatment plant last weekend. Locals are wondering how long they can hold out as the National Guard is helping deliver fresh water at community locations. Here's Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves.
In the past 48 hours, we've installed a new rental pump,
contracted with outside operators to do critical maintenance, and started other emergency repairs.
John Eastman has appeared before the Fulton County Grand Jury investigating former President Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election in Georgia. He was advised to assert attorney-client privilege and the constitutional right to remain silent where appropriate, the statement says. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, to find out more about them, go to their website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. One more time, NAA.edu. Check them out, and then I'll tell you what to do next. Right now, here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will teach you to become an aviation maintenance technician, a very high-paying and in-demand job. The first one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. And the second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, go to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Take a look and see what they have to offer. And then call them up at this number and ask to take the tour of one or both of the campuses, whichever you want to do. The number is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080.
859-2080. Call them up. Ask to take the tour of one or both of their campuses. You'll be able to talk to not only students, but you'll be able to talk to instructors that are there. And you'll be able to talk to people that handle the student loans. Now, if you're military and you're using your GI benefits, they'll be able to help you with that. And if you've already used some of your benefits and don't know what you got left, they'll be able to help you with that. And, of course, if you're just a civilian and you need a student loan, they'll be able to help you with that. So there you go. You got all the bases covered. Now, we had a unique situation a couple of days ago. The U.S. Navy halted one of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy vessels from confiscating a Fifth Fleet unmanned surface vessel drone. Now, this drone was on a 23-foot-long vessel. This is the latest thing we got floating around out there, watching the seas around where our ships are at. And it is a fully functional, operational drone. Well, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Navy vessel that was in the process of picking up the drone and taking it along with it, was suddenly met by one of our American warships who came steaming towards it. And over the top of it, flying overhead, was one of our helicopter gunships. Needless to say, the Iranians immediately dropped what they were doing, left the vessel there, the drone, and beat feet back for their port. Now, we got lucky, because obviously the Iranians wanted that drone ship so they could see what it was we were gathering in terms of information and maybe even try to clone it, which they've done before with some of the things they've taken. Wouldn't be the first time. But needless to say, we did stop them from taking that unmanned drone vessel. Now, Air Force leaders are setting new goals to diversify the officer corps. The directive aims to create a force more representative of our nation, so says the memo put out by the Air Force. We'll have to wait and see exactly what that means. There was no immediate explanation. And Russia and China's space weapon plans are spurring some high-level Pentagon meetings right now, because Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is holding a classified meeting at the Pentagon next week to grapple with the Russian and China's possible pursuit of the newest space weapons to use against us, according to a publicly posted agenda. The Army, by the way, has grounded its entire CH-47 Chinook helicopter fleet over engine fires. Now, an Army spokesman confirmed the move in a Tuesday evening statement that we didn't see until yesterday. And the VA, by the way, has extended their debt collection relief until the end of 2022. Now, Veterans Affairs officials are once again extending the suspension of veteran benefits for veterans facing financial difficulties, this time to the end of 2022. And hopefully they'll get it right this time. Hopefully. By the way, the Air Force has sent a task force and engineers to tackle housing issues at an air base in South Korea. An Air Force task force is investigating quality of life issues for airmen at the Kunsan Air Base after reports of mold and faulty air conditioning there surfaced on a Facebook page popular with enlisted personnel. In addition, the U.S. and South Korean troops are practicing war with an eye on North Korea and near-peer enemies. Tanks, howitzers, other artillery, jets sent smoke and shockwaves through the air less than 20 miles from the fortified border with North Korea, as more than 1,000 South Korean and U.S. troops held a major live-fire exercise and stepped up practice for a war. And there's plenty of that going on. Plenty of that going on. By the way, Israel accounted for 69% of Azerbaijan's major arms imports last year, a number that represents 17% of Israel's arms exports for that same period. So Israel is now looking to strengthen their ties to Azerbaijan as a counter to Iran. And that could get real interesting. That could get very interesting. Now, the Sierra Nevada is currently banking on the new Rapcon X plane for the Army's future ISR aircraft. SNC started work on the Rapcon X aircraft a year ago in an effort to build something that the Army and the DOD needs before they need it. It's about to be rolled out for all to see. We'll get an idea of what it is that we need that we don't know we need it yet. All right, unlike a weapon that can be tested, validated, and put on a shelf, knowing that it will work when needed, deployed information warfare and cyber capabilities have to be continually tuned and optimized in order to be relevant to the modern-day computer warfighter. And cyber and full-spectrum operations are pushing the great power conflict left of the word boom, as in kaboom. By the way, the Army National Guard units are an essential part of the total force, and they do need to use the same equipment too, so the Army National Guard will be getting some of the new Gray Eagle helicopters. And that'll be good. And finally, Poland is going to receive 250 advanced Abrams tanks under a $1 billion contract. Poland is going tanking. Yep, going tanking. All right, and I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, coming right up. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. My conversation with Chris Markowski to watch on Wall Street will start in just a second. Now, many of you have asked me, how come you've got Moss Family Automotive advertising on a national radio show? Well, it's a very good reason, because they get customers from all over the country, and that's the way they wanted it. And the reason they continue to get customers from all around the country is twofold. Number one, the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and all church pastors too, can get a great deal on a new or used vehicle. Now, Moss Acura, spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Acura, also has the coveted, and I do mean coveted, Moss Care program, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, here in Tampa, and you can check them out on the web, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and see what they have to offer, because they are getting customers from all over the United States, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad. You know, we've talked about this before. And we have heard people warning for weeks and weeks that investors were defying the age-old Wall Street maxim that you can't fight the Fed by bidding up stock prices. Your comment.
Well, you know, people are talking about the market movement off the June lows that occurred into July. the month of August has seen a massive retracement, and a lot of it, you know, has happened over the past week since the Jackson Hole speech and the Fed seeming a little bit more hawkish. I for one, it's a lot of static, a lot of noise to me, quite frankly. I think a lot of this is algorithmic trading, computerized trading. I don't think that Fed bringing its rates up to close to 4% is really, you know, traditionally, historically, that big of a deal. I guess some of the quantitative tightening is I think going to be a little bit more effective, but the Fed is, in my opinion, quite limited at this point in time to really do much when it comes to inflation. I've never been a big believer, and this is like the conventional wisdom out there. It doesn't make any sense that you need to crush the economy to deal with some of the inflationary aspects. You don't. Oftentimes, the cure for higher prices is higher prices. Printing too much money was an issue. There's no doubt about it. Throughout COVID, and also, you know, into the beginning of the Biden administration, we spent incredible sums of money, handing money out, and without a doubt, was chasing too few goods. And that's why we saw used car prices go up. We saw cars flying off lots. You couple that with some of the supply chain issues, it's hurt. That will is self-correcting. Some of the things out there, energy, whatnot, and long-term viability of energy has been an issue. We've seen oil prices come down based upon, you know, what they're feeling is going to happen with the economy and consumption moving forward. But with that being said, you know, a lot of this, quite frankly, in my opinion, is noise. And, you know, what I mean by noise is that, you know, there's a lot of chit-chat out there. And, you know, but chit-chat, unfortunately, matters. And you're going to continue to see, and I think we can continue to see the markets move lower until there's a change in sentiment.
Now, ADP, the payroll processing company, and a company called Stanford Digital Economy Lab, has a new way in which they now collaborate to anticipate the government report. And it's described by the company as an independent look at the labor market. Now, we have another report coming out on Friday. Is that right?
That's the government numbers. Yesterday we had ADP numbers, and the private payroll was 126,000 in and around there.
Yep.
Give or take, I remember off the top of my head. But showing some weakening in the private sector hiring. Again, you know, you got to get people back to work. I've limited. There's still a ton of job openings here in the United States. That was the JOLTS report that came out earlier this week that had over 11 million job openings in the United States. Again, it's a disconnect to me, quite frankly, with the jobs that are open out there. I've got to find, get these people back to work and go out there and fill them. But the Fed wants something else. The Fed wants to see higher unemployment. They want to see this because they want to show it as a sign of slowing down because they're afraid of wage inflation. Again, wage inflation has never been something that really frightens me to that great of a degree. Private businesses are able to adjust based upon labor markets better than most.
Now, President Biden's plan to forgive $10,000 to $20,000 in student loan debt per borrower will increase inflation, so says our governor here in Florida, Ron DeSantis. He said, and I quote, "And what else will increase inflation is this big student loan bailout. What they're doing, maybe $1 trillion worth of student loans, say they're going to put it on the backs of the taxpayer." That was said yesterday during a press conference by our governor, Ron DeSantis, and I can't disagree with him.
Well, basically what you're saying is here you go, we're handing out, you know, billions of dollars because it's billions of dollars that you don't have to pay back. You can now spend on other things, and you're not getting even taxed on that money. So, yeah, I mean, it's just another example of just saying, but we're printing money.
But enter into the mix Mississippi. Did you see what they're doing?
Where's that?
Mississippi has introduced a law where they're going to tax the students, a tax on this loan that they're changing around, the federal government loan. They're going to charge a tax.
Well, it's the state, yeah. I mean,
yep.
That's You know, that's different. And, that's still a different thing. How much are they going to tax it? I mean, it'll probably be, what, 4 or 5%? I mean,
I believe it's 5%.
Yeah, different than what the state tax levels would be. But, like I said, again, it's a handout. There's no doubt about that.
Now, did you hear about the federal court that reversed its 2018 Gulf of Mexico lease sales decision, saying it was okay for the government to sell these leases to two major oil companies out there in the Gulf of Mexico? And now suddenly an appeal was made, and the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, very liberal, I might add, rejected the two arguments by environmental groups, but agreed to that the agency sidestepped a report that contained some evidence which asserted potential risks. So as a result, they turned around and said, okay, we're going to nullify the sale of these oil leases out there, and everyone will have to just stop what they're doing.
Yeah, I've seen some back and forth in regards to this. That most certainly wouldn't help the oil markets. And again, it's all about investment down the road. Kevin, there's been a back and forth about climate change, and certain people think that it's induced by man. Others do not. I was talking about this. It's almost my suggestion to the Republicans right now is that whether you believe it or not, is you got to play a little 3D chess and say to yourself, you know what, we're gonna agree that climate change is man made, and we're gonna get on board with renewables transition, but we want to do this in an intelligent way, meaning that, you know what, you've got to get from point A to point B. In the same way, you had Elon Musk, who makes electric vehicles. That's his main business. Not sending rockets up. His main business is those electric vehicles. He even said, you're going to destroy the global economy. You're going to wreck it. It's going to be catastrophic unless you invest in oil and gas. He understands that it's going to take a long time. Globally, renewables, what is it? Anywhere between 3 and maybe 5% of the energy that's produced.
Correct.
The amount of money that needs to be spent, the time. And again, we don't even know what new technologies are going to come down the pike. I hear you. It'd be great if we didn't have any sort of fumes coming out of the end of cars and all that stuff. And hopefully we'll get to that point. I believe we'll get to that point at some point in time. But we just don't have the technology yet. It's just that simple. It's almost like saying, hey, you know what? We're going to do, we're going to achieve warp speed and interstellar travel. We're not there yet.
No, we're not. And I'll have to talk to you tomorrow morning. More to be continued. So have yourself a great day and stay low.
Excellent.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. Watchdog on Wall Street.com, the website. Go over there, check it out, and you'll know what's going on. I'll tell you that much right now. I'll be right back. Coming up, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright.
You're listening to the Captain's America, the Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.